In this dramatization of a potential dystopian future, technology watchdog group, the Future of Life Institute, portrays killer autonomous weapons using facial recognition technology and artificial intelligence to commit crimes, attack military and civilian targets, and spread terror, all without direct human involvement. It's not science fiction, technology experts say.
So you can actually create a drone that you say, just go hunt this specific individual and kill them remotely. And I think it's an extremely dangerous situation to be in.
Facial recognition technology, or FRT, doesn't require billions of dollars or dozens of supercomputers.
We're talking about being able to do something with commodity hardware with freely available tools. That stuff has been around for, you know, a few years now. And there's no reason why that couldn't be used by folks even, you know, who don't have deep technical expertise.
The prospect of non-state actors employing the technology is troubling. But countries are already using mass surveillance FRT. In the U.S., police used FRT to identify specific Black Lives Matter protesters, then scrutinize their social media accounts and check for outstanding warrants. Other countries have massive networks of interconnected cameras.
London is a city that comes to mind. It's one of the most, it has one of the widest networks for surveillance. And they have processes in place to manage some of that.
China uses FRT to curtail human rights.
In China, there are specific ways in which they're trying to recognize the Uyghur minority so that they can, again, surveil and curtail their movements and harass them and put them in concentration camps and so on.
There are also positive, life-saving applications of the technology, for example, in auto safety.
Most people may not realize, but many new automobiles now have a camera that's built into the car that actually is observing the driver. And those sorts of technologies can be used then to help, you know, recognize if somebody's getting drowsy or, you know, is too impaired to drive and those sorts of things.
Like many technologies that have burgeoned in recent decades, FRT is largely unregulated. In September, a United Nations report singled out AI-enabled FRT as posing special threats to human rights. The UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, called on member states to issue an immediate moratorium on artificial systems until researchers fully assess what she called the catastrophic risks they pose. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.